Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about Elon Musk, and he seems to be everywhere these days, getting involved in lots of drama all over the place. Recently, he led a team to submit a $97.4 billion bid for none other than OpenAI, which is crazy news. This happened today, so we're going to talk about it and maybe some of the implications for that. But before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so if you've ever wanted to start a side hustle using AI, start a business online using AI, or if you currently have a business and you're like, I just want to scale and grow this thing using AI tools, what's the best way to do that? I think the best thing you can do is to join our AI Hustle School community if you haven't already. We have over 330 members that are currently in the community, and every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content. This week, we recorded an entire video on a new tool that Jamie is using to automate videos for his Amazon influencer program, which he used to get over 25, got over $25,000 from last year. So it could be very lucrative. There's a ton of different side hustles and a ton of different marketing strategies. We have a whole classroom section where you can learn about AI marketing growth hacks for your business, using AI to make music and make money from that. How to grow a podcast with AI tools, AI for content creators, or if you would like to become an AI consultant. We have videos on all of this and tons more that you will not want to miss out. So check it out. It's $19 a month. In the past, we've had this at $100 a month. It is currently $19 a month. If you get that price, it will be locked in when we raise the price in the future. You can lock that in. So super cool. We'd love to have you in the community. All right, let's get on to the OpenAI and Elon Musk drama. So the thing I want to say here is this isn't like Elon Musk is going to go and buy OpenAI for, you know, almost $100 billion. He's got a team of investors, kind of like what he did with Twitter, to be honest, where, you know, he ended up buying it for 40 something billion. And then of course, people like to rake him over the coals and say, well, the valuation dropped to like 20 billion or 19 billion. So he kind of got ripped off. I'd be curious to see people say the same thing if he was able to get this acquisition through. But this is really funny. The news, of course, is coming from Elon Musk's lawyer, who's Mark Toberoff. And the reason why is probably to cause more drama. It's kind of like the latest escalation in this whole lawsuit that he's been going at against OpenAI. So very interesting. I don't know, Jamie, what was the most shocking part of this for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been talking, kind of covering this story on the podcast where, you know, Elon Musk was upset because OpenAI was going to become, you know, a private company. And so he was suing them because he originally was on the board and it was meant to be an open source software. And so I think it's, you know, this is an interesting play on his part. And I think, you know, it sounds like he really just wants it to be open source, which is, if that's the case, that, you know, that is noble of him, I suppose. And you know, I could see that being a good move. Also, OpenAI is the biggest AI company right now. So it would also put him on top again, owning, you know, one of the best AI software. So that's my opinion anyways, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think he's, I don't think he'll be able to pull it off, but I see his reasoning for wanting to. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I think it's interesting because, you know, this isn't coming from like Elon Musk chatting with Sam Altman and being like, hey man, like we should do a merger, and Sam Altman being like, okay, this would be cool. It's just like, it's like, hey, we're publicly making an offer. What do you think about that? And it just seems like it's kind of like a big PR thing. If it actually happens, it would be very cool. The quote about it that I thought was interesting, because, okay, backstory is that in 2024, there's an injunction that they failed to essentially stop OpenAI from shifting from a nonprofit to a for-profit company. And I will also, to be fair, say, like, it's not just Elon Musk on a vendetta. There's a lot of other companies that signed that, including Meta and other people who just don't think it's like a good precedent to set, being able to start a nonprofit and switch to a for-profit. Lots of drama about that. But it's not just them. This is what he said specifically about it. Elon Musk said, quote, "It's time for OpenAI to return to the open source, safety-focused force for good it once was." He's talking to the Wall Street Journal, and said, "We will be making sure that that happens." And of course, what's interesting here is it's actually xAI, which is Elon Musk's sort of spin out of Twitter, but not really. But it's like his AI company. He gave some of the investors of Twitter, you know, a chance to buy into it. But he's essentially, xAI is involved in this bid. And that makes a lot of sense, because it's like, look, he just got a ton of investors. He's raised a ton of money to essentially, you know, build a new post. And
I part of me wonders if, like, you know, Elon Musk is starting to be seen as like a, you know, he has the answers for like what's ethical. And I think about, so Meta recently, I know, changed a lot of their policies as far as censorship to more of a community notes style, rather than just blocking stuff, or you know, similar to like a Wikipedia would have notes from different people. And so Meta adopted kind of that same, or they're going to, at least from what I hear, adopt that same sort of policy. And so I'm wondering if, you know, Elon Musk with his, you know, talking about Grok being open source and respecting the rights of content creators, if he's trying to be seen as like this ethical, like, person who's gonna save all the technology. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think that's his like angle on it. And I mean, you know, some people debate that he doesn't want that. Some people debate he does. I mean, that's what he says his goal is with it. One interesting thing that he said is, he said, "At xAI, we live by the values I was promised OpenAI would follow. We've made Grok open source, and we respect the rights of content creators. It's time for OpenAI to make a return to open source, safety focused force for good it once was. We'll make sure that happens." So I think that's kind of funny. What is Sam Altman's response to all of this, you might be asking? Well, he actually posted about it on X, which is, of course, just hilarious how that happens. It's like he's got to talk to Elon Musk on Elon Musk's own platform. But this is the tweet that Sam Altman said. He said, in response to all of this, he said, "No, thank you, but we will buy Twitter for $9.74 billion if you want." Of course, this is kind of making fun of the fact that he bought Twitter for $40 billion, and allegedly it's gone down in value. I guess maybe the latest valuation is $9.7 billion. Elon Musk responded, "Swindler." this is pretty funny. Paul Graham was like, "Be careful what you wish for. What if he says yes?" I just think it's so funny. The beef, like the public beef on Twitter with this, and then you have like you have all of them responding to each other, is just hilarious. So anyways, this is obviously developing. One thing I will say is someone responded and said, "Imagine how poorly this will age if he ends up buying it." LOL. So I do think that this is probably a big PR publicity stunt, as like no way Sam Altman wants to sell sell OpenAI to Elon Musk. But who knows? Because at the end of the day, there's the investors in the company actually have a lot of say about what actually happens to the company. So OpenAI's raised an incredible amount of money, and if they were offered a high enough, you know, value offer that perhaps was above what the last valuation was, a lot of their investors might put pressure and say, "Look, we want to vote on this, and we're putting pressure to essentially force you to sell because we want like a return on our investment, and that sounds great." So if that happens, like it is possible. It's not like Sam Altman he's not Mark Zuckerberg with super voting rights or anything on OpenAI. Like, so anyways, it's very, very interesting, and I'll be super curious to see what actually ends up happening with this entire deal and with all of the drama going on with this deal. Listen, if you enjoyed the episode today and if you learned anything new, if you would not mind doing us a massive favor, leaving us a review on the podcast. We love them. Helps us to continue to make these incredible podcasts. And if you're interested, like we mentioned, in starting or scaling your business with AI tools, make sure to join the AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the description to that. Hope you guys all have a fantastic rest of your day.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.